Successful organizations. Success requires people committed to building community together. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Successful organizations. Success requires people committed to building a community together. Well, that is a possibility. However, oneness is unique, but the only way to go. Oneness is unique, but the only way to go. Success requires people committed to building community together. Helen received a call from the Kiwanis Club in El Cajon about their planned trip to Africa to go and help the people there who are having difficulty with poor water. And so they're sending people down there, the Kiwanians, to help the Africans to improve their water system. And they're going to do their very best to do this. They know that success requires people committed to building community together, building a water system for these particular areas that are extremely important. Well, as the Kiwanians were talking about it, they were describing some of the problems that previous people had experienced who went down to these third world countries to help them with their projects. And among other things, they came back sick with diseases that were present in those countries and with AIDS and other problems. And Helen was saying, my goodness, here they're going to help these people, but what are they going to do? Are they going to go down there and take their own innocence, their own inefficiency, their own lack of appreciation of what the real needs are? Or are they going to go down there and build these people in consciousness with an attitude of, I like me, an attitude of, our water is perfect. We know the right things to do. We're guided to have pure water that is beneficial for ourself and our world here. Or are they just going to go down there and help them dig some wells and put in certain chemicals that will purify the water and do the simple, normal things that people who help others usually do? The difficulty in this world is that we so often want to roll up our shirt sleeves and get in there and help. Success requires people committed to building community together. Building community together does not mean getting a shovel and a rake and working to make things clean and neat and wonderful. That is part of it, that's true. But that's not what it's all about. I believe one of the saints made this remark. If you want to get people to help you build a boat, don't encourage them to build the boat. Encourage them to have a great desire for the sea, for traveling on the sea, for fishing, for going to different lands and different islands, for the excitement and for the thrill of being on the sea. And if you excite people in that way, they will build the boats, and they will build them more securely and more beautifully and more positively than if you just got them to do a job of building a boat without any desire to use it and to experience it and to love it and to have a lot of fun with it. This is true of people in third world countries. They have living conditions that they are used to. They're families die young. The people themselves have short lifespans generally. They have many problems, and they have many solutions, and they're getting along reasonably well. Now, you look at the first world countries, if you want to call them that, and you look at how they're getting along. Well, they have areas of poverty also. They have need for new wells, better water systems, better water supplies. They have need for the ability to grow foods that are beneficial to people who have lower incomes. They have the opportunity to serve in an infinite number of ways. But it's much more interesting to go out of our country, to go away from our own civilization, to go into an area where they're very appreciative of anything that comes along, especially money. And just as the people here in America, who are in the poverty level, are not terribly interested in having people come and show them a way and build up their consciousness and build up their attitudes, so the people in third world countries aren't interested either. So when we go in there and we do our job, we are not going to go in there and sell them on changing. We're going to go in there and encourage them to be themselves and have fun. I know from my own experiences in Africa, in Nigeria, in Ghana, it's a fascinating trip, even in Cairo, in Egypt, and other areas of Africa I've been to. Wherever I went, I would always sing these people the song, I bless Ghana, land that I love. I stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from within. And singing that song to its conclusion with all the positive aspects of it gives them a new attitude about their own country, because they were thinking they were in a third world country and that they were limited. And this builds up within them the resolution and the power, just like we are experiencing here in America. And then we tell them to begin to praise their government rather than belittling their government because the government has done a few bad things. Praise it. You don't help a child change from doing bad things by belittling it. You help a child change from doing bad things by praising the good things that they do, finding them somehow, and praising them. Well, the same as with the government of any land. So as we go into these countries, the government looks a little askant at us, thinking, just who are these crazy Americans coming in here with their philosophy of positive thinking, positive living, and positive attitudes toward everything, and love, universal love, unconditional love. That is something that they didn't expect and didn't see. As they said of me personally, they said they have never seen a person who came in there representing another organization, a large religion or philosophy, and that individual person hugging each one of them, kissing each one of them, loving each one of them, without any feeling that you were going to be contaminated. Because how could you feel contaminated if you are really loving? If you are loving unconditionally, you don't feel anything other than that unconditional love. And so when people go to foreign countries, let's put it that way, and work with these people who are limited in any way, and they go there with gloves on, afraid to touch the people, they go there afraid to eat the food the people are serving, you have to use good judgment because your body is not always able to handle these things, but it's not because the food is bad. It's just because you're not acclimated to that food, and then you'll get Montezuma's revenge. You'll have all sorts of interesting things if you're not careful with yourself. I eat carefully, but I eat whatever local foods I can because I find it very wonderful to know what their diets are and how they eat. And I come home perfectly fine, and you always will. You see, successful organizations find success requires people committed to building community together. Just as we spoke yesterday morning about it's not the leader and the day before anyone can do it, we were speaking about the idea that the individuals in any community, they're the ones who make up that community action. And when I go to foreign countries, or when I go around the United States, in fact, and go to different areas of the United States, some high, some low in economic standards, I say to all of them, I see right through that illusion that you've had of illness or poverty or anything else that you've had, even success. I see right through that illusion of success, and I see that beyond that illusion of success is a lot of respect for yourself, respect for your world, respect for your community. It requires that people committed to building community do it together. You see, when we respect ourselves, when we respect our community, when we respect our world, then everything works out harmoniously, joyfully, and perfectly, and everything that we could ever want to do manifests itself in our life abundantly, fully, and wonderfully. We are a wonderful world, and we have many wonderful things happening. And when we can feel oneness, even though it's unique, but it's the only way to go. So when we feel oneness with the people around the world, when we feel oneness, as we said, success requires people committed to building community together. When we feel oneness in our community, when we feel oneness in our working together, then everything works out harmoniously, and everything is beautiful. So, as these people, with kindness of heart and beautiful motivation of service to either the sociological or the religious aspects of the world, as they go around the world blessing the world with their genius and their wisdom, we join them. We join them and we say, how wonderful it is, how beautiful it is, and how great it is when you follow the divine within, always listening, never feeling superior, always feeling unconditional love. Doing that, everything works out in perfect divine order. Join with me on this wonderful journey, this wonderful adventure, and as you do, you will have the time of your life, and you will say, golly, I'm glad I'm living now. I love you. I love you. I love you.